Thanks for listening to English Go Podcast. To listen without advertisements or to read episode transcripts, visit englishgo.co.uk for more information.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
You might notice there's something a little bit different about today's episode, and that's because I'm recording it outside. And the reason I'm recording it outside is because this is now my fifth attempt at recording this episode. I've tried 5 times to record it, and the first time I recorded it was last Wednesday when I was due to upload it, and I tried again on the weekend and tried again a few times, and every time I record it, I'm not happy with it. I think I'm having sort of like a creative block, like a mental block, and I can't quite, I don't know, like make an episode that I feel is good enough to release. So I'm trying something a bit different. I've got out of the house, well, the flat, which has that really annoying echo in, which is driving me mad at the moment. I've tried recording in every single room, and in every single room there's an echo, and there's nothing I can do about it. So I've come outside to have a break from the flat and just see if anything comes to me, like inspiration. I think I've picked an amazing day to come out. The highest temperature today is 28 degrees. At the moment, it's 27. I'm sitting here on a park bench, in a park, obviously, and I have a t-shirt on because it's that warm. And for anyone that knows me, I very rarely wear t-shirts. If I'm in a t-shirt, it means the weather has to be really, really good. And that's exactly what the weather is like today. I think even in summertime in England, I will still wear a jumper sometimes, because English summers aren't that hot. They can get up to like 27. They can get up to 30, although it's quite rare. But I think even in the summertime in England, you might get temperatures around 25 or maybe even going as low as 20, maybe lower. I don't know. But yeah, these kind of days, like this kind of temperature I'm in now, and this kind of sunny day, it feels like we have about 1 week or 2 weeks of days like this, and then that's it. Summer's over, and the bad weather comes back. And it's like what? It's like midway through April now, isn't it? And already the weather is like this. Already it's like English summer, and the summer, I don't think the summer's even here yet, is it? I think we're still in spring, probably. I'm not sure. I'm always bad at remembering when spring starts and ends, and summer starts and ends, and all the seasons start and end, because there's two different dates, aren't there? Anyway, at the moment, I just can't imagine what it's going to be like in the summer. Although I have experienced it before. The first time I came to Japan was during August, which is the hottest month to come in. And it was like walking around in a sauna. A sauna that you can never escape from. Well, I suppose you can escape if you go indoors and if there's air conditioning. But so long as you're outside, there's no escaping this sauna. You can even try to hide from it in the shadows, but it just still doesn't help. So yes, I have experienced that really hot weather before, but it's been a while. It's been a long time. And over time, your memory of things fade, don't they? You sort of forget what things were really like. So I think coming back here and being here over August and getting to experience the hottest days is going to be quite a shock for me all over again. At the moment, this temperature, 27, I think this is like perfect for me. This is maybe my ideal temperature, maybe like 26 or something like that. I like to be able to walk around in a t-shirt and go out and, I don't know, on a sunny day and enjoy sitting in the shade. But getting too hot, nobody likes to get too hot, do they? So I like sun, and I like the heat, the temperature, but there are limits. So anyway, I'll see what the summer brings. It's actually been a while since I last came to this park, because I've been spending an awful lot of time indoors lately, and I think that's part of the reason why I've sort of been finding it hard to create an episode that I wanted to release. I think if you spend too long indoors, maybe it's not good for you. And the reason is, I've been trying hard to get back into a good study routine. So I've been waking up at a decent time, sort of around 7-ish, 6-ish, depending on the day, and then starting my studies. And I've been studying too much, definitely too much. I've been pushing it a bit too much. Maybe like over 4 hours in the morning, and then starting my job later on, and I've just been doing that mostly since I moved into the new flat, really, since the 1st of April. Yeah, and I think it's caught up with me. I think it's tiring sticking to a routine like that all the time. I need a bit more variety, a bit more variation, but I don't get much chance to go outside. Well, okay, no, I can go out. I've got lots of time in the morning, which I use for study, and the weekends, I don't work on the weekends, so I'm free then. But my wife has been really busy lately, so we haven't had any opportunities to go out on the weekends lately. So I tend to just stay in all weekend and do nothing, which isn't great. I should probably just force myself to go out somewhere and do something. But I don't know. It's like if I'm living alone, I'm okay doing that kind of stuff. You know, I'm quite happy to go out somewhere by myself and do that and do those kind of things. But when I'm living with someone, it's like I want to bring them with me. I don't know why that is. Yeah, it feels sort of like sad just doing things by yourself when you could be doing it with someone else, but I don't know. Anyway, like I said earlier, it's been a while since I came to this park. And in that while, since the last time I came, it's changed. I mean, it's still the same park, obviously, but there's so much more green here. It's really given it a completely different feel. I came to this park a lot during the winter, and it was... all the grass was yellow, and none of the trees had leaves. And now the grass is a lovely, rich green colour. And all the trees have so many leaves on. There are so many varieties of different trees and bushes and flowers in this park. It really is a very nice park, and I'm very, very happy to live so near to it. It's about a 5-minute walk from my flat, so it's really easy access. And during this time of day, it's quiet. It's incredibly quiet. I mean, you can probably hear the birds, but apart from like some birds, there's just a few people walking around. So it feels like I've got, you know, like my own private space in this park, which is nice. And it's very relaxing sitting here on the bench in this hot weather, just talking, I guess. Not doing much but talking. I find that very refreshing and very calming, being able to do this. So yeah, I think it was a good choice, a good decision, leaving the flat today and trying to do something a bit different. Because like I said, I've been struggling with this episode for over a week now, and I do apologize that I've released it so late, but maybe it's not such a bad thing. It's given me the chance to try something a bit different, doing some outdoor recording, and you can hear all of the bird sounds, I'm sure, as I'm talking, so that's a different experience for you as well. Anyway, that's it for today. I'm going to carry on and enjoy this amazing weather, and probably just go for a bit of a walk and get some exercise. So until next time, bye-bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Thanks for listening until the very end of the show. If you've enjoyed this episode, please give my podcast a rating, or if you have the time, write a review. It's a really nice way of letting me know you enjoy these episodes and encourages me to make more of them for you. Thanks very much and have a lovely day.